Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce my second guest this morning. Good morning, Martin Flynn. Good morning to Near FM. How are you?
Hello, good morning, Myra. I'm very good now. Thanks very much for having me on. It's lovely to speak to you.
And the same here. And Martin, you are the Managing Director of the OK Who's Next, who supports community pharmacies and lots of other companies. But it's also helped people to book for their appointments for COVID shots. But can you tell me, please, how did you come up with the idea for the company? And I know Enterprise Ireland has also helped you, but I'm fascinated with the whole concept.
Okay, great. Yep. So, OK Who's Next maximises sales for appointment-based businesses. Typically, it would have been in the hair, beauty, fitness, well-being, and all types of therapists. And now we've also moved into the health sector. And the idea came about from me working in the hairdressers many years ago in Galway, which is one of the well-known hairdressers, and they had 18-odd staff. And I could see that there was an issue at times where they would have had quiet times, cancellations, no-shows. And it was, you know, one of the things that where I worked in the office, and I'd always be looking at how to, I suppose, come up with a solution to, I suppose, reduce the effect that that would have had. And most small businesses, when they have quiet times or dead times, it's very difficult because, you know, you can't advertise that time. And once the time is gone, it's basically a lost opportunity to create revenue. So I came up with an idea a number of years ago of, well, how can smaller businesses actually promote their services, offers, and most importantly, their availability to their existing clients and potential new clients affordably? And that was, the genesis of OK Who's Next. So OK Who's Next is a bespoke software system, and it consists of a web-based appointment management suite, which includes iOS and Android apps. And more recently, the way the system works is that we could use this as well to help in the COVID vaccination rollout. So we did a large promotion to pharmacies saying, here's a tool that can help you to actually manage, provide, and control appointments for COVID vaccinations. And it's been fantastic, the response that we've been getting. And it's we're delighted to be involved in such an important, I suppose, process that's helping so many people at the moment.
And how does OK Who's Next help business in the community sustain their business? I mean, is it just in one area or are you expanding around Ireland?
Well, we are actually covering all of Ireland, and the way in which we can help businesses is that where businesses are trying to, I suppose, push their offers out there, let people know that they have services to provide and let people know that they have availability. And that's very, very difficult, especially for a smaller business. And, you know, they can do some advertising, but that costs money. But we bridge that gap with our system that we allow businesses promote their services, their staff members, and their availability. And it means that those businesses can fill some of the dead time or quieter times that they have. It's creating revenue for the businesses, and that's helping sustain the business and sustain jobs within the business. And typically, the businesses that we would have been targeting would have been the hair, beauty, fitness, well-being sectors. And we're delighted to be an Irish business. And you're right, Myra, we've been supported by OK Who's Next, by Enterprise Ireland, which is a great acknowledgement of how well we can help other businesses. And we've also been listed by the Sunday Business Post as a top 100. So for many small businesses, they're very concerned about how to get bums on seats, and they don't have the funding to do that. And we bridge that gap for them, and we help them do that.
And how has the pandemic affected the way in which the service provided businesses provide their services? I mean, you've just said that it, from a cost point of view now, I'm saying, like, you just said that it does cost to advertise, it costs huge amount of money. So do you cut out something, or it's just a different type of service that you give?
Well, I suppose it's You're right, Myra, that you know, it is very expensive for smaller businesses to advertise their business at the moment. And what we do is that we bridge that gap in an affordable way. And businesses have had to change in the way they do business over the last year. Typically for retail businesses, a lot of them, where they were allowed, they moved to a click and collect, basis. But for service-based businesses, where the value to the business is in actually providing the service, it was much more difficult for them, because if they weren't able to provide the services, that was where their main revenue was being generated. So for these, a lot of them would have updated the website and availed of the local enterprise trading online vouchers, but they would just updated their website, but you know, it's not really engaging as well with the customers and letting customers book appointments. And what we do is, again, we bridge that gap for them. So, you know, if they have a quieter times on a Monday or Tuesday, and they can't let people know that they have those quieter times, people can't book it. And with OK Who's Next, they can promote those quiet times.
I think it's absolutely amazing, and for an old lady, which I am, I have to say, it's just it's a new phenomenon now for me. I know you can do things on some of the major companies online, buy books and whatever else you want, but for an Irish company to come up and just to get that niche is absolutely fantastic. And how important is it now for the service-based businesses to provide online booking facilities? I mean, are they just at the cutting edge of, are companies nearly on their fingernails and this is really helping them out?
Well, they are, because they're coming out of the pandemic where so many businesses have been closed for so long, and they still have bills to pay, they still have overheads to pay, and that's a drain on the resources. And in many cases, unfortunately, a lot of businesses haven't survived, and many are on their knees, and now is the time to actually, I suppose, get their business up and going, and we help them recover.
Oh, no, I think that's brilliant. Now, I know you mentioned the hair, beauty and fitness, and because you'd seen that, and well-being businesses, so forth. But going forward, and you were talking about the people like doctors and hospitals being setting up for their vaccinations and things like that. But where do you see it going in the future? What would you like to see?
Well, when it comes to the vaccination, I mean, this has affected everybody in all walks of life. And it's my own personal belief that we may see variations of, let's say, the virus over the next year or so, or a couple of years. And there may be the need for booster shots. So it'll probably be an ongoing requirement over the next year or two. And it's so important for people to be able to avail of the vaccine if they so wish. And have a means to actually book the vaccine. And we'd like to think that we'll be heavily involved with facilitating that at a local pharmacy level.
And when somebody books, is it a 24-hour service, like when you're to book on your company, on your line? They can do it any time or day or night?
Absolutely. Yeah. So people can book any time on our app. So all you have to do is download the app and see if there's a pharmacy local to them that's actually providing appointments with OK Who's Next. A lot of pharmacies are just taking appointments directly. But we do say to people that, you know, be patient, because the vaccine availability is totally dependent on, you know, what's available in the vaccine at each location or this dispensing centre. So people can book an appointment 24/7. And they just have to, I suppose, wait for, you know, when the vaccine is available at their local pharmacy.
Now, Martin, I'm getting a tiny bit personal here. You sound very young. So I'm just wondering, do you think your booking platform is the best in the world at the moment? The best in Ireland?
Well, Myra, I will take that. I will certainly take that if I sound very young. Thank you very much. And absolutely, I do. And, you know, there are a number of, English types of systems out there, but I am personally delighted to be managing an Irish company that's supporting other Irish businesses. And I think that's so important because it's one of the things that, you know, we've been kind of pushing over the last number of months about buy local, support local, buy Irish, and let's all help each other to actually get back on the road to recovery.
So, Martin, the other thing I want to ask is, did you actually physically start your company in the West? Are you a Galway man, by the way?
I am actually, yes. Born and bred, actually, here in Galway. And so, you know, some people say that I have a very heavy Galway accent. So I hope you can understand me okay.
Oh, you're perfect. But I'm just wondering, so you're from Galway, but I assume the company was started in Galway then, was it?
It was, yeah. So I suppose most of my working life, I worked in Galway. I worked away for some period of time. And it was really just a couple of years ago, as I said, that when I was working in the hairdressers, and I saw that issue, and you know, my main role, I suppose, would have been in supply chain management, and I was doing accountancy in hairdressing, and that's where I saw that issue. So, I mean, I'm delighted to be based in Galway and providing a support to local businesses, not just here in Galway City, but nationwide.
You're actually in a very good location because Limerick's only down the road, and even from there, from Cork. But you were saying that you're now covering the whole of Ireland. And is that, well, when I mean the whole of Ireland, I don't know if you've been over the border yet, but the idea is so simple. It's absolutely ingenious. And I just think it's fantastic. So, but you are, have you ventured, you have ventured into Dublin, have you?
We have actually, yes.
Oh, wow.
As I said, you know, we have service providers from all around the country using OK Who's Next. And what we like to think that where we're going to go is that we'd like to be the Just Eat, but for service-based businesses. So if you think about it at the moment, Myra, you know, if you have a restaurant and you have your own website, you may get a small number of people that will go and look on your website. Just say it was a Chinese restaurant. But people, if they want to go and get a meal, where do they go? They go to Just Eat.
They go to
the place where they can get the best selection and get make bookings. And we provide, that's what we provide. So there's many small businesses out there, and you spend an awful lot of expense doing up their website, maybe having a booking form on the website. But the only people that see that are the existing customers. And it's so important to promote to not just your existing customers, but to, I suppose, potential new customers, because there's always a certain amount of customers out there that they don't mind where they get a particular service, whether it's a massage, a therapy, a physio, a hair, beauty. They're more concerned about does it fit with their time frame in their life, because everybody's so busy. And, you know, it's how do they see when somebody has an appointment for a Friday afternoon when they're off. And that's where they can see that on OK Who's Next.
Well, I think this is the first interview I've had that somebody, well, of course, you have created this from the start. The passion's coming down the line from Galway. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, are you online? How do they contact you, please?
Yeah, for any businesses that are interested in seeing how we can help their business grow, they can go to www.okwhosnext.com. And also, we're on social, and all our contact details are there. And could I just also mention as well, Myra, that we are actually doing a free trial as well, so people can actually go and have a look at the software, see if it fits them, see how it can increase their sales. And then the other side of it then is for general consumers, people that are looking for services, the app is free to download on the App Store or the Google Play Store, and they can look for service providers in their particular area. And if they find that there isn't their favorite hairdresser or whoever on it, you know, let their favorite hairdresser know that, hey, you know, if you were on this, yeah, we can book you in seconds rather than me having to ring you. So it's a win-win for everybody.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. Martin, our time is nearly coming to an end. I'm just going to say thank you so much for coming on this morning. I think your idea is absolutely brilliant. And I wish you the very best. And hopefully you will come back in a few months and tell us how you're getting on. But in the meantime, I really wish you and your colleagues the very, very best in OK. Who's next?
Thank you so much for having me on. Could I just mention one place in, actually, it's the Strand Street Pharmacy in Skerries, because I know I was talking to them during the weekend. They've been very, very busy taking appointments on OK Who's Next.
Wow.
So we just ask people to be patient.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maya.
And as I said, I wish you the very best. And I hope to hear from you again in 1 or 2 months to let us
Absolutely.
Know how you're getting on.
Delighted to.
Many
thanks.
Thank you. And you too. Bye now.